Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Justice calls for one thing and one thing only.
Go on.
Bring it on, sucker.
I have to work with this guy every day.
Have fun bleeping this.
Josh Brown, do you know what else is my kind of word we can't say on YouTube?
Well,
a Gears of War movie that Netflix are making, and also an adult animated series.
Wow.
And I'll read you a little statement, and then we'll fan cast the thing, because these, never thought I'd see the Gears of War movie finally coming to life.
It's kind of like when the Halo TV show finally happened, and it was like, this was supposed to be in development hell forever, Scott Tilford, and now we're finally getting this.
Thought that even happened. Yeah. Thought there was even a Halo TV show. So Netflix have tweeted out saying Gears of War was released 16 years ago, and to mark the occasion, Netflix has partnered with The Coalition, which are the devs of Gears of War, to adapt the Gears of War video game saga into a live-action feature film, followed by an adult animated series with the potential for more stories to follow. Initial reactions, Josh?
Initial reactions. It sort of seems a little bit late to do this, perhaps. Mm. Like, Gears of War, obviously, is still very popular, but, you know, like we just alluded to there, an adaptation has been in development hell for a long time now. It's always been touted that it might get a movie, it might get some kind of translation, and here we are in 2022 after the release of the fifth game, and now Netflix is finally jumping in, maybe because of the potential success of the Halo show, I don't know, but True. It seems like a lot. And the fact that it's a movie in particular, at least in the live action space, that was interesting, because for me, when it comes to the video game adaptations that Netflix have made, a lot of them have been in the realm of TV. You know, obviously, we had The Witcher, we had Resident Evil, and the less said about that, the better. And then we've had the animated shows like Castlevania and stuff. So, to me, the fact that it's going to be a movie, that is interesting, because where the hell do you go, and which story do you even adapt at this point?
Well, that's the thing. So, we'll get the story stuff in a bit. We're going to run down the old banter casting that we put together. Mostly serious. This could be not necessarily doable. We'll see.
We'll see.
The most obvious one, Marcus Fenix, main character is Dave Bautista. Dude's been fan cast ever since 2006. Back in the day, Bautista himself has said that it's a dream role. He'd always love to be Marcus Fenix, and I'm sure he's appeared as Marcus Fenix in various live action parodies and stuff. He even did a voiceover pack for Marcus in Gears 5, so that seems completely nailed on.
Has to be.
Gears of War creator Cliff Bleszinski has been on Twitter saying he's not involved in the project, or he's not involved as a producer anyway, but that dude's always been in support of Marcus, so that feels like the most obvious thing to do, unless you want to do a younger version.
And the thing is, right, well, even if you do a younger version, don't, because you need Bautista in this role. Not only is the man desperate to play this character, but he's a good actor, man. Like,
yeah,
he's ripped. Yes, he's a former wrestler, but he's got depth and he's got range, and he's like really, really good. I know everyone, you know, points to Dwayne Johnson as being the best wrestler to actor, considering just how huge of a star he is, considering his box office draw, the movies he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
However, in terms of pure acting talent, Dwayne Johnson wishes he was Dave Bautista, my friend, because the emotions that guy can wring out are great. And as we get later on in the Gears of War story, you need that depth to that character.
You don't just
need a meathead. You need someone with a little bit of complexity, or at least a little bit of humanity within there that I do think Bautista could bring out.
Yeah, I'm curious what they kind of go for in terms of, you know, what do you pick from? You kind of have two eras of Gears to go for. They've got the original trilogy, Delta Squad and Marcus Fenix and the original guys and everything else, or Gears 4 onwards, JD Fenix, Marcus's son, and then where we are in Gears 5 and the sort of younger, the next generation, all those kind of people. And we're kind of going right down the middle and assuming they'll do something that taps into both sides. Maybe you have a main character that sort of gets to interact with the older squad. We sort of assumed they might do the start of Gears 5, something involving JD Fenix and Kat, and then go from there. Maybe they have to rely on the old guard and bring them back in, and that kind of lets you do both sides. In terms of Dominic Santiago, though, Marcus's assumedly best friend, a very hard character to cast. The weird thing with this as well is we're going to do game spoilers, because I feel like that's kind of essential to talk about the potential story threads that might happen. Obviously, we have no idea what they're going to go with in the live action thing, and also these plot points are like 16 years old or whatever. But in regards to Dominic Santiago, that dude needs to be someone who is a fundamental side character, who has a very big tragic thing in Gears 2, and then ultimately goes out in a blaze of glory in Gears 3. So, we've come with a mix of either Oscar Isaac, or Camille Nanjiani.
Well, here's the thing. Oscar Isaac was a name that does the rounds if you Google Gears of War fan casting. And I love Oscar Isaac. I think he could be really good.
Same.
However, in that role specifically, opposite Dave Bautista, this is the thing, right? Because we're anchoring the whole thing on Bautista.
Yeah.
Dom is such a hard person and character to cast because, one, you need to make sure that the actor has chemistry with Dave Bautista. Mm-hmm. Like you said, allegedly they are best friends. Mm-hmm. Two, you need to sell the emotional weight of what happens to him in the character. And three, you just also need to be a beefcake because you're Dom, you're up against Marcus, you're killing all of these locusts and whatnot.
It's true.
And to me, in the games themselves, Dom doesn't have too much to him outside of the big tragedy that happens to him, in my opinion. When I went back through the games recently, I was kind of let down because I used to love Dom so much.
Right.
And when I went back, he was just kind of eclipsed by everyone else. Mm-hmm. So I think whoever you cast in this role is almost like inevitably going to be eclipsed by a lot of other personalities outside of his, you know, big moment in Gears 3.
Yeah, Dom is like the most forgettable member of Delta Squad. Like, he's the one that doesn't have that much of an outward, over-the-top personality, especially compared to Baird and Cole. The idea of doing Camille Nanjiani, I think, came from you. That comedy that Bautista did with Camille Nanjiani?
Well, this is the thing, right? Camille Nanjiani is both a banter pick and not a banter pick. Because, one, we know the guy can get jacked. Like, the guy got so big for Eternals. Two, he is funny. And three, he does have emotional complexity to him and range within his acting. Like, if you watch him in something like The Big Sick, which, you know, was a big movie for him way back when, he has the comedy, but he mixes it in with, like, this real emotional story. So for me, an actor like him will be able to sell those emotional parts, and especially that friendship. And yes, it's a banter pick because he starred alongside Dave Bautista in a movie called Stuber, which wasn't very good, but proves that they do have some sort of chemistry in history. And because we have such slim pickings for a casting for Dom that we've managed to come up with, it's like, that's who I am going to hang my hat on, Scott Taylor.
As well you should. Down in the comments, let us know who the hell you would cast for Dom. He's a surprisingly hard character to cast. Damon Baird, very much a character that was born out of the sort of Nathan Drake energy of the mid-2000s, and went on to do Gears of War Judgment, where, like, they sort of put all the cards on that. When people love this banter character, this sort of quippy character, let's do that thing. And I feel like a lot of people at the time just went, we're actually all right. We don't mind Baird, but we don't want that much of him. Mr. Josh Brown thinks John Cena would be an incredible Baird, which, to be honest, if alongside the idea of Dave Bautista as Marcus and Oscar Isaac and then John Cena, he could work, maybe.
I have not felt more vindicated by the internet, right? Because when we were trying to fan cast this, I didn't want to look at other people's fan casts first, and I thought, oh my god, John Cena be Damon Baird. And then I googled Gears of War fan cast, and it turns out at least three other people in the internet agree with me, Scott Tilford. John Cena is funny, John Cena is built, which is obviously something we're going to keep coming back to, but I do think, you know, after playing people like Peacemaker and after playing roles in movies like Blockers, he's a funny guy and he can give the quips that Baird does.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I feel like, yeah, I feel like he looks the part. It's a weird thing with Cena, because I feel like Baird's sense of humor is way more quippy and way more like Nathan Drake. That's kind of how he feels like he was designed. I know that the development times overlap and everything, but it's the same kind of energy character-wise. And I don't feel like Cena can pull that stuff off, but I'd be willing to go for it. Josh Brown's other pick was Camille Nanjiani. One or the other. It's either going to be Dom or Baird. Just get Camille in there somewhere.
That was the thing, right? Let me just quickly go for that. It's because, well, one, I apparently really love Camille Nanjiani. And two, if we're not going to do the emotional depth that he can bring, just let him be the funny guy.
I think he's better for that. Yeah, I think he fits for that. Augustus Cole, I'm still saying Lester Spade, the dude that originally voiced him in the games. Guy's still an absolute tank, and I feel like he would just love to be in the role. Clearly had an absolute blast voicing Cole, and has done all sorts of fan conventions.
That's right.
Over the years, I feel like Lester Spade will be a perfect Cole. Anya we had down is Emily Blunt. It depends how wide the overall casting pool goes, but you've got the four main members of Delta Squad, the original guys from the first trilogy, but then you also have the likes of Anya, who's like a support team member in the original trilogy, and Tor comes into her, she comes into Ronin Gears 3.
Yeah.
Where she's actually like able to walk around and stuff.
Could I go back to Cole for a second?
You can.
Because I think that's a great pick to get someone from the game who could still do it to be in the movie.
Yes.
However, if we were going younger, I would go for Winston Duke from Us and from Black Panther and a bunch of other things. Because similarly, I think he could bring that kind of like big energy to the role.
He could shoulder barge some locusts.
Shoulder barge some locusts. And the guy is also really charismatic and funny, which obviously Cole needs to be. But yes, that would only be if we're casting a younger version of that character.
Yeah, I'm curious what they do in regards to, like you said, age stuff, where they're going to set everything. Because Batista, I think, I keep calling him Batista because I know him from wrestling first. I'm sure he's 53. Big Dave.
Yeah.
He's 53 and Lester Spade is 59. So they're getting on a little bit, but I love the whole old Delta Squad stuff in Gears 5 and 4 and stuff as well. So I kind of hope they do in an older Delta Squad mixed with some new characters and everything else. But yes, Anya, we thought Emily Blunt channeling her Edge of Tomorrow role, and she very much got in shape for that. And I feel like obviously she would look the part, and she could very much like bounce off Batista, and they could kind of work together, and she could be drafted in to help in certain scenes and things like that. Next one down, which is one of the Josh's best picks ever, is who you would cast as Kat, the protagonist of Gears 5, Florence Pugh.
Should be in everything, man. Yes. Like, she is one of the best actors working today, and I love the movies that she has picked. And obviously, she's no stranger to big budget fare, like I'm sure Gears of War is going to be, starring in the likes of, you know, the MCU and Black Widow and all of that jazz, bringing the action chops as well as the emotional range. I just think, you know, if we get to a point, perhaps, where we're following Kat as we are in the games, what better lead? Who is better to lead that new story than Florence Pugh? She's great.
Well, let me tell you, my cast for that was Amber Midthunder, star of Prey, one of the best movies of the year.
What a shout.
I'm a massive Amber Midthunder fan, and I feel like there are various sort of influences from Native Americans in the tribe that Kat belongs to, all the stuff with their mum, and like her earrings and stuff. It kind of feels like they're pulling from that in the character design overall, and I feel like getting someone of actual Native American descent would just be really, really cool in terms of giving her that platform once again. So yeah, like I said, I love Prey, and I feel like the general fury that she has when she fights the Predator in that movie would be something to channel in some of the more emotional scenes that they could do. J.D. Phoenix, a very controversial character, someone that they hung Gears 4 on, again, in a very bed-like capacity, getting Liam Hemsworth to voice J.D. Phoenix and went down the Nathan Drake route. Yet again, a lot of fans absolutely hated J.D. Phoenix, and then in Gears 5, he was kind of written out, but they did do right by him. They kind of made it so that he was always trying to be like Marcus, and shaved all of his hair off, grew a beard, tried to be like a tough guy.
Yeah.
And then you can choose at the end of that game whether you want him to survive or not. But there's a lot of really good thematic potential there. If you cast a J.D. Phoenix at the start of the movie, who maybe dies or you think is dead or whatever, and then spends the movie trying to live up to the Gears of War name, which would allow the movie to try and live up to the Gears of War name. I like the idea of doing that.
Me too.
Which is why I've cast Liam Hemsworth as J.D. Phoenix, because I feel like he's a very, like, no one expects that much of Liam Hemsworth. Like, bless the dude, I'm sure he's doing his best.
Yeah.
But when he's, right now he's getting memed to death because he's being cast as the new Witcher, the new Geralt, instead of Henry Cavill, and I feel like you cast a guy like that because no one expects anything, and then if he can pull it out the bag, he can Heath Ledger it, it could be brilliant.
There was a tweet doing the rounds, I can't remember who from, because it was a few weeks ago now, but it was like, Liam Hemsworth is like the only actor in Hollywood who doesn't mind being second best all the time, and that might be applicable for J.D. Phoenix as well. Yeah. I don't know Scott Tilford, because J.D. Phoenix, like Dom, is a very tricky character to get right, because on the surface he does appear quite bland, especially if you've only played Gears of War 4. Yeah. I, like many of you, was spending most of that game thinking, I don't want to play as this dude. He is boring. Give me back Marcus. Give me back the old guard. Or even let me play as someone else within the squad that we currently have. Mm-hmm. However, like you said there, the depth that he gets in Gears 5 and the added story complexity is so compelling. I need someone who could do both of those things, and while I think Liam Hemsworth could definitely do the former Gears 4 style, I don't know if he has it in him to be a war criminal like JD is in Gears 5. I don't know.
I don't know, like a bald Liam Hemsworth with a big beard trying to be a tough guy, and it all comes out in the actions. It could work. The rest of them, we've got three more characters. Adam Phoenix, I'm going with Stephen Lang. Adam Phoenix is Marcus's dad, and very much involved in the various things that's going on with the Locust, their creation, whatever. I feel like Stephen Lang has a very, has a strong presence to him, big muscly dude, older guy. I did look up their age.
I love
he's older, Josh.
My thought process for this has been like, yep, big muscly dude, he'll do. Get him in.
Big muscly
dude,
older. I mean, everyone back then, I remember when I read a review back in the day and they described the Gears cast as being kebab-legged soldiers. And they're all big, wide-legged dudes.
Yeah.
And I feel like they need to bring the beef when they're casting. So if you're going to do a guy that is Batista's dad, I did look up their age and I'm sure there's only about 16 years between them.
Right.
So long. But I will not talk about that in the movie itself. But I feel like Stephen Lang, the Colonel guy from Avatar, has the right kind of energy to be the dude that can dress down Marcus, can tell him what's going on, whatever.
I wonder if he's too sinister, because I've seen him in, obviously, in Avatar, but also in the Don't Breathe movies.
Right.
And the guy is like, he's intimidating, he's villainous.
That's what you should be thinking, though.
Oh, maybe you're right. Okay, I'm gonna give you this one. Yes, I don't have a better pick, so definitely Stephen Lang.
Alongside Stephen Lang for Queen Mirror, head of the Locust, and obviously there's more to her once you get into the plot, things that get revealed in Gears 5. Queen Mirror, I'm going to go with Cate Blanchett. Literally because her performance as Galadriel in Fellowship of the Ring, when she gets taken over by the Ring, and she gets all commanding, and she's all, bow before me, and whatever. That's Queen Mirror.
Dude, that. But also, I would just say Hela from
Thor
Ragnarok as well. Like, very similar in terms of intimidating presence.
Almost looks like her.
I was going to say, even the costume, relatively similar. I dig that. Cate Blanchett rules.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
I like the idea of them doing, because we've got, it's only one movie to fill, maybe do a post-credit scene or something. But yeah, I feel like if you're going to sort of cut a swath through all of Gears of War, then maybe you do have the Queen Mirror stuff, the Adam Phoenix stuff, the Locust creation, whatever, and you go from there. Last one down, or the last thing to get to, is very much a banter pick, but this always reminds me of, if we're going to cast a character like Carmine, for me, the energy is the reveal of something like in Interstellar, so get Matt Damon to be Carmine again. Just, he gets shot down, you do the scene from Gears of War 1, they take the mask off, he's all Peter Parker dying, and it's Matt Damon. Or Josh's pick was Jesse Plemons.
Jesse Plemons, man. I think either or would be great, because I think this entire casting is centered around what you just said there.
Yep.
That moment where Carmine is dying and you see his face for the first time and you want a big pop for whoever is underneath that mask.
Do you see the face?
Well, we will in this
movie.
Yeah, you don't see it in the game, but in this movie, you see that. Like we're saying, we're directing this movie.
Yes, yes.
We're making it.
This is how the casting direction goes.
In our movie, Carmine is dying. You hear his voice all the way through the thing. You're like, is that Jesse Plemons? Is that Matt Damon? It's both. You've got two heads, two Carmines underneath. Either one of those, I'd take. And then we're not going to get into this, but I would like to also see the third Carmine, obviously, the big Carmine from Gears 3. I don't know who I would cast with that. Maybe Jesse Plemons again. If you have Jesse Plemons play all Carmines in with different voices.
Just get Aaron Paul. I feel like if you're going to do a series of Gears of War movies, they should very much steer into the Bandai and have a different Carmine get killed in every movie. Yeah. And it's like, who's going to be cast in this one? Are they going to survive? Yes. And their star power can be whether or not they actually get through or not. But yeah, overall, God help them if this actual cast comes together. But story-wise, we've covered quite a lot of stuff. We're quite a lot into this video. But what do you want to see from a Gears movie story-wise?
I'm kind of conflicted, man, because I love the story and setting of Gears of War 1 in particular. Like, that thing is so drenched in horror and survival horror, even in the mechanics of the game itself, that I would love to see that world brought to life. But if we're talking pure story, pure characters, I actually would like to see the sequel trilogy more, or at least what is part of the sequel trilogy, because I think, like I said earlier, Marcus in particular gains more depth. I like the older squad as like these elder statesmen like people coming back into the fight, and I just kind of like that familial bond between Marcus and JD, and then of course later on Kat and her family. I just think that is a lot of dramatic material to mine, whereas if you're doing a big dumb blockbuster, just go for the first three games.
It's also, do you build back up to you get the Marcus Matomatoes sign, the scene, and then you get the bit where he has to get his old Lancer back out the cupboard. Don't know why it's in a cupboard. But he's getting out of the cupboard and he has to rev that, and you get the whole Lancer reveal, you do all that stuff. Nah, I mean, that was
Imagine this, right? He goes, he's getting his tomatoes, he's getting his Lancer out, he opens the cupboards, Jesse Plemons is right there. What would you do?
Just surprise Jesse Plemons more. Should be a thing in general, in life in general. But let us know what you think down in the comments below, the idea of a Gears of War movie and also the animated series, which we don't even talk about, but we'll see what that turns into going forward. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Cast Samoa Joe as Ty.
This is so chaotic.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.